podcast of Universal Pottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 12, with verses 38 through 42. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment of the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here." Every generation wants a sign to believe. They hear of the signs Jesus performs, but are unwilling to believe if they don't see them firsthand. Such is the resistance to faith, where they have no hope in gaining salvation. If you expect a sign to garner your belief, then you'll be waiting a long time. Your history will be null and voided, and to earth you shall return. But if you believe the signs have already been accomplished in His name, then you'll see greater miracles than what anyone else will try and show you by the firsthand faith you display to the world of non-believers, willing to give until it hurts, rescue when it's filled with dirt, feed the hungry by your work, clothing the naked with new clothes as a rescue perk. This is the preaching God wants you to undertake, helping those to see redemption as the way we help others to create heaven on earth with no mistakes, seeing miracles firsthand, knowing what is the greatest sign ever sent. Life eternal, unless you seek what is hell-bent, as the joy of judgment, not a soul can ever truly prevent. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, also known as Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louie, and daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 12 with verses 38 through 42. We got a three stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled Pharisees and Scribes Sign, See, Wish. Pharisees and Scribes Sign, See, Wish. You give us sign we can't resist. Replying, Jesus, you are unfaithful and an evil risk. Sign-seeking generation won't get a flick of my wrist. Prophets, Jonah is your sign exception. 3 nights and days while belly, my similar contempt. earth's heart, I'll be 3 days in night's perception. At least Jonah's preaching made Nineveh repent. Greater something here than Jonah believed, condemning generation arise in the south by her queen. Solomon's wisdom, earth ends traveling received. Greater something here than Solomon pristine. Amen. I'm Thomas Shukruz. It's February 27th, 2023. We're recording this morning at 4:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-filled. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today. May God continue to lift you up and share the Word of God with you each and every morning as we practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. We close every day at around 7:11. That's 7 minutes and 11 seconds in a podcast. We hope you enjoy what our good friends John and Marie has come to know as loving the Word of God each and every day in rhyme. Amen. We close in the name of Jesus as we do each day. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.